We're joined by Canyon Ryan, who is executive director of United Tenants of Albany, a decades-old group in Albany working to protect tenants' rights. And I saw recently that they become active helping out some tenants at the Schuyler Apartments in the south end of Albany who have been having some problems with the landlord. So, Canyon, why don't you give us a your 20-second intro into United Tenants, and then what's going on with the Schuyler Apartments?
Sure. Thank you for having me. Like you said, United Tenants is almost 50 years old. I've been in this role for about 4 months, but I've been working here for over a year. We do rental assistance, tenant court, law advocacy, work on policies, and just try and benefit tenants as much as we can in the county of Albany. Schuyler Inn Apartments, it's 69 Trinity Place, is probably how I'll refer to it mostly, just because that's its address. And I think it's also the name of the LLC, is owned by Asaf Al-Kayyam, who's the leader of Jerusalem Management Group. They're a huge property holder in the city of Albany and pretty famously slummy, I would say. Really don't take care of their properties, and a lot of tenants, whether they're in the quote-unquote college ghetto, or South End or West Hill, all of the same complaints being property management annoying or harassing them, the property falling into disrepair, landlord's a jerk, et cetera.
And so I understand they're actually trying to form a tenant union at this point. Are some people engaged in a rent strike yet?
Yeah, so not a rent strike. Well, not there are individuals engaged in a rent strike because, as a tenant, if repairs aren't being made, you're within your right to withhold rent until those repairs are made. It's a warranty of habitability concern, and it falls under the real property law. There's no large scale rent strike. It's all individual, which is really difficult and can kind of put a household at in a position of vulnerability, I guess is how I'd say it. We are exploring developing a tenant association there. We did it at Bleecker Terrace most recently. It was about a 3-month campaign. We were able to come to an agreement with management that includes no rent increases more than 5%. Every tenant is entitled to a lease, and it's essentially a hyper-localized good cause. I don't know if that's going to be the response that, or I guess the solution that we're trying to reach at Trinity. The issues that tenants at Trinity seem to be coming against is it's largely repair and maintenance issues, as well as problems with the personnel involved at Jerusalem Management Group. So we'll see what the end result is. Right now, we're still in the formulating phase, and I've made contact with about 20% of the tenants at Trinity right now.
Now, I remember when this is an old school building, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And so I remember when that was first converted, that was actually, something new for the that particular community. What has been their long-term, reputation in the neighborhood?
Well, so the apartments are actually beautiful, which is nice. I mean, I went in there just last week, was talking to a few tenants, and a lot of them welcomed me into their homes and were showing me all of the repair issues. And they're beautiful apartments. They're just not taken care of. It seems like the most previous management, a lot of tenants have nostalgia for. I don't know if they were that different than Jerusalem Management Group, because a lot of the issues that I'm seeing seem to be decades old, like windows falling out. You can't raise windows. A lot of leak issues. So I don't know how different it used to be, but considering the affordability of the sizable apartments in there, it's a really nice property. And it's a shame that, Asaf and Jerusalem Management are trying to turn it into like this Airbnb paradise where almost 6 of the apartments are now vacant Airbnbs. Historically, it's an affordable apartment building, and it's just becoming hyper-commodified like the rest of the student housing.
Just looking back, my suspicion was when they did that conversion, perhaps they were looking to sort of gentrify the neighborhood and, basically get higher rents and increase property value. And, the South End, the city has continued a century of disinvestment. What has been their response so far to, you know, to the concerns, particularly the articles in the Times Union outlining some of the concerns? You know, have they come in and say, oh, I'm sorry, thanks for bringing this to my attention, let me get right on it? Or is it just an ongoing struggle?
You know, it's a little bit of that. I mean, I'm pretty sure right after the article came out, or if not a little before, which I imagine he had the idea that something might be in the works, Assaf put the building up for sale for about 11 million, maybe 11.9. When I was there with some tenants who I had been working with that were facing eviction for withholding rent, you know, the property management team was, some of them were really nice and down to earth and generally new. And then the older staff or like the supervisor of the building, they gave off a really like frustrated and angry vibe about all of the apartments that I was walking in. I don't think that they liked me being there, of course, but it's not like I was soliciting anything. So they couldn't really tell me to leave. I had an agreement that I was going to be there for some repairs made for one tenant who didn't feel safe with, you know, three men in her apartment. So I would say they're fainting, you know, responsiveness, but there's still issues. And I'm still getting emails every day from tenants like, I don't, you know, I scheduled this code repair, or like code enforcement is supposed to come and review my apartment. They haven't come. The supervisor still hasn't fixed the AC. One of them, their window just flew out. They told management. Management said, just don't open the window for now. And it's like the window flew out of its sockets because of the wind. Like, that's not something that you can just put back up and say, just don't open the window for right now. So it's a mixed bag.
So you have mentioned code enforcement. You know, what is code enforcement's role in this? And have they, you know, been generally responsive to concerns?
I would say they've been generally responsive. I don't want to like come after code enforcement too hard because I know that there's a lot of need in the city. But, you know, when a building like this gets such attention and then they fail to show up at inspections, I don't know if it's a capacity issue or if they just don't really care, or maybe they've already worked with a lot of these tenants. But, you know, I have access to all of the code violations in the building up till today, and it's not like they're slowing down. So I feel bad for the tenants that call code enforcement, come to agreements on dates. Code enforcement never comes. The property management doesn't take care of the issue. And when it's 97 out and you can't open your windows, you don't have AC. So that kind of stuff is really frustrating because it's code's responsibility to hold Assaf and Jerusalem management accountable. And if they're not able to meet the demand of the city, something needs to be done on their end so that they can actually ensure tenants don't fry in their apartments, which is getting to be an actual concern, in my opinion. Like if tenants can't open their window and it's a danger to even be near the window and they don't have AC, what do you do in this heat? So we're lucky there's been a break this week because it's been pretty tough in there for some tenants.
We mentioned earlier the possibility of a tenants union. What does that involve and how's that coming or is it proceeding?
Yeah, so I've met with, like I said, about 10 tenant households, which considering what the Airbnb is, but the Airbnb to total unit rate is, I'd say it's about 20% of the tenants. A lot of them are interested. An issue that always happens in these kinds of situations is the long-term tenants say, I can't do this anymore. I'm just going to leave. And so it's a little different than at Bleecker Terrace where we didn't have such an overbearing management. I mean, it was tough. They pulled a gun out on the tenants, but at the same time, those tenants were there to stay. A lot of them had lived there longer than I've even been alive. Whereas at Trinity, it's like two-year tenants. They're just saying, you know, well, they just don't make repairs. So trying to get them invested in the building is part of the struggle. But I would say any tenant who's been there for more than 3 years has expressed a lot of interest because they've seen what Assaf and Jerusalem Management have done to the building and they want it back to the way it was, which, like I said, it could just be nostalgia, but the tenants are entitled to their rights. And if another property management company or if the tenants union is able to get the property management to make repairs, then I'm all for it.
So we've been talking with Canyon Ryan, United Tenants of Albany. Canyon, if people want more information or get help from United Tenants, how best to contact you?
You could call us at the hotline. That's 518-436-8997. You could always go to the website, which is utalbany.org. And my email is canyon, C-A-N-Y-O-N, at unitedtenantsalbany.org.
Thank you very much, Canyon. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.